You going to the R&R convention next week?
Yeah, but I'd hardly call it going. Just a short stroll down the hall to the televideo room, turn on channel 202 and plug yourself in. Sure not like the old days when we used to really go there. You go to a strange city, you meet all the guys, you have a few drinks, you talk business, compare stories, get laid. Those were the days. Say, you remember the 1980 convention? They had that great symposium with Patty Page, Connie Francis, and Helen Reddy.
Oh, you bet. I won the award that year for the best use of tie stick in album promotion. How could I forget? You remember that 1977 convention in Dallas?
Oh. Hey, you mean when that guy tried to get all the record people and the radio people together by having a square dance?
Oh, what a great convention.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that guy had something. Maybe we should have square danced together.
Well, what do you mean?
I don't know. Here we are 6 years later going through the same stuff with each other. You dancing your dance, me dancing mine.
Huh?
You know, all the hype, the insincerity, the bullshit.
You want to change that? You want to change the whole radio and record business?
Well, now, how about the Stiffs? Are you going to be the one to break punk country or not?
Well, I don't know. It's not really in my flow, you know? Why don't you bring them back when you get KJR and KHJ?
Here comes the old man, and he's got something to say, and here it comes. I'm changing the format. I'm going punk country, and I don't want no arguments about it. You hear me? Now, get that baby bullshit off the air and let's boogie, partner!
And now, K9 Kid Power Radio leaves the air forever. This is Billy Squirrel tucking you in. Nighty night.
Punk country.
Hey, you freeloading fathers and redneck mothers, now there's a sound mean enough for you. Truckers, convicts, and sandhogs. The dirtier you are, the better you like us. So you juvenile delinquents rip off someone's radio, lay back in a heap with a hot beer, crowbar on me. I'm Billy Goat and I'm a country punk.
Dirty thoughts.
It isn't, you know, it's not trucks and beer and mamas and trains and stuff anymore. It's raising a family. It's saluting your flag. It's
love and hate and joy and fear. That's what country music's really all about. It's best real human emotions.
And particularly country music on the radio is the contemporary music genre for the invisible majority.
April 19th, 1924. A full 18 months before WSM Nashville signed on, WLS in Chicago launched the National Barn Dance. Every Saturday night, rural Americans and city dwellers alike would gather around the radio to listen to the old songs.
In a vine-covered shack in the mountains.
These broadcasts were truly America's first introduction to country music radio.
When you go back to the beginning of country radio, you know, there really wasn't such a thing as a country format.
Lon Helton.
You go back to the 50s when it first started, and there weren't really any full-time country radio stations. Some of them started in Texas, I think, in the mid-50s. And what happened was, especially in big cities, is most of the time, country musicians or people who loved country music would broker time on radio stations. And they would take 4 hours a night you know, in one city and maybe move to another one on Tuesday night, another one on Wednesday, and another one on Thursday. And by and large, all the early guys who were doing this were also concert promoters.
In 1961, the CMA could only find 81 stations playing country full-time. And while the country music industry didn't have its first million-selling album until 1976, as early as 1950, a new generation of country songs and singers was reinventing the form.
I didn't know God made honky-tonk.
Jay Albright.
Every time the music changes, it makes the core a little uncomfortable.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi.
The transition from Johnny Horton into Jim Reeves and Patsy Cline.
I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you.
Or the transition into Buck Owens and Glen Campbell.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising.
In the past, what's happened, we've adapted, we've accepted, and we've jumped forward to a whole new level.
As the 70s dawned, country music radio began a migration. From weak daytime signals up to some of the biggest AM sticks in America, including Weep, Pittsburgh, WHN New York, and WMAQ Chicago. And that wasn't the only change that was coming down. Now, for the first time, country playlists were compiled using research.
Hi, this is Bob Pittman from WMAQ Radio in Chicago. WMAQ, despite its rating success, has a high level of built-in potential tune-outs. Heavy commercial load, network and local news every hour, sports programming and so on. The news and sports help up the tune, but present problems in maintaining the listeners. To rectify this potential problem, the station is built almost entirely from our research output. Facts, not opinions. My background is in sociological research, so we tend to use these methods more so than the psychological research that many stations use. Most of the people on the air have come thus from rock stations rather than country stations. We found that these people are much less subjective about country music and are willing and able to be adaptable enough to do the unusual style of country music radio that we do at WMAQ. The results have been phenomenal. With 2 million listeners in the Chicago survey area alone, WMAQ is far and away the most listened to country music radio station in America. And we've quadrupled our listenership in the metro area alone in the past 2 years. The key at WMAQ is everyone working together. 25 engineers, 9 air personalities, 30 news people, a responsible and aggressive sales department, an innovative general manager, and a company with almost unlimited resources.
WMAQ asks Chicago listeners to come out of the closet. And in New York, about the same time Willie Nelson was recording Redheaded Stranger in a little recording studio in Garland, Texas, Ed Solomon raised the country flag and got listeners, 1.5 million of them, to rally around WHN.
1050 WHN, New York.
Lee Arnold's got the music you want to hear, WHN. Barbara Mandrell, married but not to each other. She's had a super year, of course, just traveled to Saudi Arabia, the second country act to ever appear there, and just came back with rave reviews. She's a dynamite personality and a super lady. A WHN Lee Arnold, 1203.
WHN Listener's Choice Awards, who do you want to vote for?
Johnny Duncan.
Why Johnny Duncan?
Because I just think every song that he makes is a fabulous record.
What's your favorite Johnny Duncan song?
My favorite one?
Yeah.
The one where they just meet on the street there. Oh.
Thinking of a Rendezvous?
The one, Thinking of a Rendezvous.
What's your name?
Mary Trzynski.
Where are you from, Mary? What town?
Metuchen, New Jersey.
Mary, you are a winner.
Oh, my goodness. I've been trying to call this station for years, from when the first contest ever started.
Well, Mary, you got it today, darling. This is Lee Arnold, and I've got a special WHM belt buckle we're going to send you on behalf of Johnny Duncan.
Album's called Pleasure's been all mine. We have pleasure.
Then, despite the naysayers, country spread to FM.
Really, it was at the time when music was starting to really die on AM, and that was like the last-ditch effort. But the success of KSCS in Dallas had begun to really spawn a lot of other FMs going country. Late 1981, KZLA in Los Angeles. A few years after that, WUSN Chicago on the FM band. And then you just go through every major city in America.
Next, country got the Hollywood treatment.
Yeah, Urban Cowboy got everybody thinking about country music. Everybody wanted to be John Travolta with a hat instead of John Travolta with a white suit.
Charlie Cook.
Yeah, it was very, very important for country radio.
And in Hollywood, the once unbeatable KHJ rolled the dice and flipped the format.
I was country when country was uncool.
Oh, rock and roll, I gave you all the best years of my life.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Vice President and General Manager of 93 KHJ, Neil Rockoff.
The music we grew up with doesn't speak for us in the new era we're now going through. KHJ feels there is music that comes from the very heart of the realities of adult life. And now, simply, we all grew up to be cowboys.
93 KHJ!
Rick Dees still worked there. He was the morning show. And, I mean, there were great disc jockeys on that radio station playing contemporary music. And as a matter of fact, if people remember correctly, the book just before we flipped to country, we actually had a pretty good book. We had an up book playing contemporary music. And it gave everybody a pause. And then, of course, we came to our senses and said, what are we, nuts? This is always what the plan was, so let's flip it.
Country was entering a new age.
Basically, it was take a tight list, take a really well-liked or well-tested gold library.
Rusty Walker.
Apply top 40 formatics and let her rip.
All my exes live in Texas.
Then came the 90s.
All of the stars were in alignment. Other mass appeal contemporary formats were languishing. Country was hot. The right people were programming the right stations at the right time. The right artists were being signed to the right labels. As I like to say, what actually happened in the early 90s was, instead of us doing something great, we really won the lottery.
Back in the late 80s, early 90s, I remember I wrote a story one time and about W4 in Detroit. It became number one, 12 plus. And the program director at the time, Barry Marduk, called me and said, oh, he said, I wish you wouldn't have done that. He said, I know now what's going to happen. And sure enough, within a couple months of that column, a company signed on a new young country station in Detroit, WYCD. And pretty soon they were both, you know, just carving up the audience.
Somebody called in the other day and said that they got a W4 country sticker in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
She said she wanted you guys to know that she ripped it up and threw it out.
Yeah.
Well, I took mine and put it on my car so I could put one of your stickers over top of it.
They're driving us crazy. They're calling us, faxing us, sending us stuff in the mail. They're driving us buggy, and we're not going to change.
If that other radio station calls begging you to switch back, just tell them, I have upped my standards, up yours.
Young Country, 99.5.
By 9 o'clock, you get about 4 minutes left to make the trip. Maybe some showers later on this afternoon, 84 for a high. Fog looks like it's starting to burn off, 68 degrees, Dr. Don in the morning.
Today, in a voice that maintains the rich and vibrant tradition of this uniquely American art form, country music, on over 2,000 radio stations, continues to speak for those millions of Americans, those Johnny Cash called the unheard.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
I fell in to a burning ring of fire.
Oh, I expect my life to end pretty soon. You know, I'm 71 years old.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine.
I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime.